بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today inshallah this is our 20th session and we are going to be doing lesson number 12. Before the Salat, we were going over a few things from the past, some review, some of the matters that we had in the last lesson, or the last two lessons. And I just want to remind us quickly as we begin the lesson today of probably the most important thing that we had in the previous lesson, and we talked about it before the Salat, that is the object of the verb. The object of the verb. What do we mean by the object of the verb? We mean in a sentence where there is a verb and the action of that verb affects or falls upon a noun. That noun is called the object of the verb. In Arabic it's called al-maf'ulu bi. In the last lesson we had the verb uhibbu. And we had examples like, for example, أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ أُحِبُّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ and so on, like this. أُحِبُّ الْإِسْلَامَ أُحِبُّ الْقُرْآنَ The thing that the action of loving falls upon, for example, أُحِبُّ الْقُرْآنَ. So what is it that I love? I love the Qur'an. So the action of loving is occurring to the Qur'an. أُحِبُّ الْقُرْآنَ. And likewise, أُحِبُّ الْإِسْلَامَ. The action of loving is affecting, is occurring upon al-Islam. So a person says, أُحِبُّ الْإِسْلَامَ. The action of loving, the object of that love is al-Islam. So the object of the verb is called al-maf'ulu bihi. And we said previously that the maf'ulu bihi is mansoob, and the sign of it being mansoob is that it ends with fatha. Okay? So that's why we have uhibbullaha. This word is written with fatha, right? That means that it's mansoob. Why is it mansoob? Because it's the object of the verb. Alright, so this is what we talked about before Salat, and we talked about some other things, but this is the most important of them, and that's what we had in the last lesson, lesson number 11, in the review lesson. We covered this, we talked about it in some detail. Is there any question about it? Any question? Naam, Ahmed.
So you say, about a person?
A person or a thing?
A person or a thing.
Yeah.
Can you say,
like a thing, you can say, أُحِبُّ البيت. I love the house. Okay? Go ahead. You want to say أحبو my father. Alright. Allah musta'an. You want to say I love my father, you say أحبو أبي. Right?
I just want to make sure.
No problem. When the object of the verb, you know, before Salat we did talk about al-asma al-khamsa, the five nouns in Arabic that are special. And if one of those nouns is the object of the verb, that means you should take fatha, right? The fatha should be elongated, because those words, whatever vowel they end with has to be elongated when they're in idafa, right? Except when they are connected to the first person, showing possession, right? Kitabi, okay, Abi, Ummi. In that case, whenever they're connected to the first person pronoun, ya al-mutakallam, they're not going to take fatta. They're not going to take dhamma. They can only take kasra. Because ya al-mutakallam has to be preceded by kasra. No matter what is the normal case ending for a word, in this case, it should be dhamma. There should be dhamma. Because this is the mubtada and the khabar. And the khabar is marfu' and it should take dhamma. But here, because of this ya, which represents the first person, ana, right? It represents what? Ana. In the separate pronoun we have ana, in the connected pronoun we have ya al-mutakallam. Whenever a noun is connected to the ya al-mutakallam, first person pronoun, possessive pronoun, it must be preceded by kasra. No matter if originally it should have been dhamma. No matter if originally it should have been wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. No matter if originally it should have been fatta. Doesn't matter, it has to take kasra. Because ya al-mutakallam requires, demands that it be preceded by kasra. It won't accept anything else. Okay? So that's a special case, and that is the case of any noun connected to the first person possessive pronoun. What is the first person possessive? First person, we mean the speaker, right? I, Anna. The pronoun for possession, first person connected pronoun, is ya. Okay, that's why you say Beiti, my house. Abi, my father. Ummi. That E sound, that's the ya. That represents the first person. Whenever you could put that ya on a noun, the noun must be, that ya has to be preceded by kasra. It can't be preceded by any other vowel. So normally, nouns in Arabic, we said previously, this is a review that we covered a lot of times. We said nouns are normally marfu'un, and they end with dhamma, and that dhamma indicates that it's marfu'un. But if they were preceded by a preposition, for example, then the preposition like ala, or ila, or fi, or min, those prepositions make the noun following them majroor. And the sign that it's majroor is that it takes kasra. That's why you say min al bayti, ila al masjidi. Okay, it has to end with kasra because of min or ila. And a third possibility is the noun, if it's the object of a verb, the mafulun bi, then it will be mansub. And the sign that it's mansub is fatta. So nouns can take any one of these endings. It can take dhamma, could take kasra, could take fatta. Right? Depending on which case it is. If it's marfu'un, it takes dhamma. If it's majrurun, it takes kasra. If it's mansubun, it takes fatta. Right? That's what we said. Nouns can take any one of those endings, depending on how it came in the sentence. However, all of that goes down the drain. When you have ya al-mutakallam connected to a noun, khalas. It can't be anything except kasra. It can't take anything except kasra. Alright? It has to be preceded by kasra. Alright, so that's the case of ya al-mutakallam. That is, when I say ya al-mutakallam, what do I mean? I mean this ya that represents the mutakallam. Who is the mutakallam? The speaker. The first person. Ana. Alright. I hope somebody understood that. Ahmed definitely got benefit.
In the last lesson, 11,
we talked about it, yes.
But then you just said something, and I just wanted to make sure again.
Alhamdulillah, good. I'm glad you asked the question, though, actually. I didn't want to go into the lesson completely, last lesson, but anyway, it's good, because, you know, maybe somebody also might have been in doubt about that matter, so now we clarify it. Okay. Any other question related to this? Okay, so in the last lesson we talked about this. The mafulun bi, the object of the verb. We said that it's mansub, and the sign that it's mansub is that it takes fatta. Alright? The exception to that would be what? If that noun, which is the object of the verb, if that noun ends with ya al mutakallam, then it's khalas. It's not going to take fatta. It must be preceded by kasra. Ya Daoud. Tap him. Okay, we got two people on both sides of you. It's going to be monitoring you. Alright? So be careful. And you also have two angels on each side of you watching you too. Recording angels. So be careful. Alright? Alright, so that's it. In this lesson today, we have about 5 points that we want to cover. Did we read the key last week? I think we did, but I'm uncertain. I forgot to go back and check the notes. I think we read the key last week. 12. I think I remember reading it. We did, right? Thank you. I don't want to be unjust. But I remember reading on the bottom of the page, this girl student who sat in front of the lady teacher is from Germany. I remember saying from Germany, because in my book it says from Germany. And I remember saying from Germany twice to remind you to pay attention that it's a spelling mistake there. So we did read this, okay? All right. So anyway, since we read it, I'm not going to go through it in detail, but I'm just going to mention the points that it contained, and then I'm going to go over the most important point that I think we need to focus on, and then we'll read the dialogue and do the exercises, and perhaps, inshallah, we'll finish this lesson today. Okay, there are 4 points that this lesson talks about, or 5 points, and inshallah, the first of them, it says in this lesson we have learned before. Okay, I'm looking at the key, the English key. Look at the English key in the back of the book on page 30 of the English key. And I hope that I will not have to read the whole of the key, but if I have to, then we'll do that too. Brothers and sisters, please, I ask you to please help me, okay? If I'm going through the key or explaining anything on the board and you don't understand something, stop me. Because there's no benefit in me reading this unless you understand it. And the reason why I'm reading it is not because you can't read it on your own, but I want to make sure that everything in it is clear. So when you go back and read it, you don't find something you don't understand. So I want to explain it. So when you go back and read it, everything will be clear to you, okay? So when I'm reading it, if something is not clear, stop me. Okay, otherwise you can read this yourself. But maybe when you read it, something in it might not be clear. And that's my objective now in reading it, is to make what may be unclear, clear. So when you want to review, you can go back and just read it by yourself. Shafak Allah. Are you sick, bro? Shafak Allah. Abbas Tahur, inshallah. Naam. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to visit someone who was ill, he used to say, La ba's. Tahur, inshallah. La ba's, la ba'sa means that it is not harmful. Yani the sickness that you are subjected or that you are suffering from, it will not harm you. It may harm you physically, it may cause some pain, but with Allah it won't harm you. Because why? Tuhur, it is purification. Inshallah. And he said inshallah, and I think that he said inshallah and Allah knows best, because inshallah, it is a means of purification if you accept it, that it's Allah's decree, and you are pleased with what Allah has decreed. But if you reject it, and you don't accept Allah's decree, and you are not pleased with what Allah has decreed, and you are arguing against Allah and complaining against Allah, why did Allah do this to me, I don't want this, I don't like this, I'm not accepting this, then inshallah, it will not be a purification. It will not be a purification. But inshallah, it will just be misery. You will just suffer and get no benefit. But if you accept it, you may suffer, but what? You will get benefit. It will be a means of purification of your sins. What could be better than that? Alhamdulillah, a little bit of suffering now to save us from suffering in the next life. So it is, alhamdulillah, la bas. It's not harmful to you. Rather, it is purification. So may Allah grant us patience with the sicknesses that we suffer from, so that inshallah it will be a means of purification. And in the end, alhamdulillah, we will be in good condition when we stand before our Lord. Tayyib, in this lesson we learn the following. Okay, and he mentions here 4 points. 4 points now. The first of them is we have learned before enter. Okay, what do we mean by enter? Here we have al-bama'ir al-munfasila. Well, I got this thing backwards, huh? Muntasila. The munfasila should be disconnected pronouns. The pronouns that are not connected. Alright? The pronouns that are not connected. Al-Bama'ir and Munfasila. They are separate pronouns, disconnected. Like Ana and Anta. And anti, and huwa, and hiya. Okay, this ana is the first person. And these two, anta and anti, are the second person, masculine and feminine. And huwa and hiya are the third person, masculine and feminine. Okay? So they represent what? I, or I am. And these two represent you. Masculine and feminine, or you are, and these two represent he and she. Alright? So this is the first person, ana, I. This is the second person, masculine and feminine, you. And this is the third person, he and she. Who and here. Alright? So, we had before, anta. Second person, masculine. In this lesson, we're going to take, anti. Second person, feminine. You. Okay? If you're speaking to a male, you'll say, anta. Anta muslimun. Anta, second person, one you're speaking to. If you're speaking to a female, you say, anti muslimatun. Anti muslima. You are a Muslim. Both of them mean you. But anta for masculine, anti for feminine. Okay? So what they're saying here is that in the previously we learned anta. In the past we learned the second person masculine. Anta, you. And now in this lesson we want to learn second person feminine. Anti. Anta, anti. Now we learn anti. You for feminine singular. For example, من أين أنت يا آمينة. Where are you from? O Amina. Now he says the possessive pronoun from أنت is key. Okay, the possessive pronoun from أنت is key. Possessive pronoun means showing possession. Like this, سيارتك means your car, right? Showing that you possess it. Okay? This possessive pronoun we have referred to here as what? الضمائر المتصلة, that is connected pronouns, because they connect to the noun, because they connect to the noun, as opposed to this one أنت, which is not connected. So this is disconnected or unconnected, and this one is connected. Okay, both of them represent second person أنت and key. They both represent second person feminine singular, but one is connected and one is disconnected or unconnected or non-connected. Alright, so they said the possessive pronoun for anti is key. So if you want to connect the pronoun for the second person, feminine singular, anti, you, when you're speaking to a female, if you want to use a connected pronoun, you have to use key. Okay, you just connect that directly to the word. Kitabu ki. Beitu ki. Sayaratu ki. That means second person, feminine singular, you, when you're speaking directly to an individual female. So the possessive pronoun for anti is key. For example, أَيْنَ بَيْتُكِ يَا مَرْيَمُ أَيْنَ بَيْتُكِ. Okay, in the previous sentence we had مِنْ أَيْنَ أَنْتِ. Where are you from? And here we're saying what? أَيْنَ بَيْتُكِ. Where is your house? مِنْ أَيْنَ أَنْتِ. Huh? وَأَيْنَ بَيْتُكِ. So in one case we're using the separate, disconnected, unconnected pronoun أَنْتِ, and in other case we're using the connected pronoun ki. Both of them have the same meaning, but they're used in two different places. When you're using a disconnected or unconnected independent pronoun, then you use those on the right side of the board. أَنَا, أَنْتَ, أَنْتِ, هُوَ, and here. But when you're using a connected pronoun, you need to connect to a noun, in this case showing possession, then you use e, ka, ki, hu, and ha. Okay, for the first person, it's e, ya al-mutakallam. For the second person, it's ka or ki, whether it's masculine or feminine. And for the third person, it's hu and ha. For masculine and feminine, hu and ha. So this is this lesson. In this lesson, we actually begin to deal with things related to feminine gender. Okay. So, for example, we have this anti disconnected pronoun, and we have ki connected pronoun. And also in this lesson, we're going to see the relative pronoun. For masculine, it's alladhi. For feminine, allati. And also in this lesson, we're going to see the verb form. For third person, he went and she went. Masculine, ذهبَ. Feminine, ذهبَت. So these are matters all related to feminine gender. Verbs, pronouns, relative pronouns, all of these things are related to feminine. And in the next few lessons, we're going to see more things related to the feminine gender. Okay, so now, after really mainly seeing everything related to masculine gender, now we're going to start seeing a lot of things related to the feminine gender, so pay attention to this. طيب. Number two, we have already learned that the possessive pronoun for anta is ka. The possessive pronoun for anta. Here, second person, masculine, singular, anta. The possessive pronoun that we exchange for this is over here what? Ka. We saw this before. Anta, possessive pronoun, ka. And we already just got finished saying what? Anti, the possessive pronoun, is ki. Alright, so you have ka and ki, you have anta and anti. Tayyib. We have learnt already, ذَهَبَ, he went. And we had ذَهَبْتُ, I went. And we had ذَهَبْتَ, you went. Now we will learn ذَهَبَتْ, she went. For example, أَيْنَ آمِنَةُ, أَيْنَ آمِنَةُ, where's Amina? Where's Amina? ذَهَبَتْ إِلَى الْجَامِيَةِ, she went to the university. Okay, if you said أَيْنَ مُحَمَّدٌ, where's Muhammad? You would say ذَهَبَ إِلَى الْجَامِيَةِ. أَيْنَ آمِنَةُ ذَهَبَتْ. Okay, the difference is what? ذَهَبَ, ذَهَبَتْ. The difference is ta with sukoon. ذَهَبَ, just add ta with sukoon, ذَهَبَتْ. Okay, if we had خَرَجَ, هُوَ خَرَجَ, we wanted to say هِيَ, she, هِيَ what? خَرَجَتْ. نعم. هو ذهب هي ذهبت. هو جلس هي جلست. هو أكل هي أكلت. نعم. هو شرب هي شربت. What does شرب mean? To drink. هو شرب, he drank. هي شربت, she drank. هو أكل means what? He ate. هي أكلت, she ate. نعم. Alright, so this is also, we're going to see this in this lesson, we're going to see the feminine form of the verb. Feminine, here, form of the verb. Third person, meaning she went. Third person, feminine, singular, ذهبت. طيب. If the subject is mentioned, the pronoun she has to be dropped. For example, if you wanted to say Maryam went to the school, you would say ذهبت مريم إلى المدرسة. ذهبت مريم. ذهبت مريم. ذهبت means she went. But when the subject is specifically mentioned, Maryam, the one who actually went, Maryam, if you mention her name, you don't say ذهبت means she went, and then say Maryam also. You don't say she went, Maryam went. No, you just get rid of the pronoun and use Maryam. So when you translate, you won't say she, Maryam went. But rather you'll just say Maryam went. ذهبت means she went, right? But when you mention the subject specifically, Maryam, if you didn't mention the subject, you could just say ذهبت إلى الجامعة, she went to the Jamia, right? But if you say ذهبت مريم إلى الجامعة, you don't say she, Maryam went. Just say Maryam went. Okay, so this is a matter of translation. Otherwise, in Arabic, you have to mention the verb form and the subject also. And ذهبت, the last letter, ta, has sukoon. If a verb like this is followed by alif lam, the sukoon is changed to kasra. For example, ذهبت البنت. Okay, I want to write this, even though we don't have a lot of space for writing here right now at this point. But anyway, if we said ذهبت البنتو, ذهبت البنتو, right? ذهبت has sukoon, right? That's how we say the feminine form of the verb looks, right? Third person, feminine, singular. ذهب, ذهبت. So this ذهبت ends with sukoon. And this, a word that begins with alif lam, begins with a sukoon, because this is hamzatul wasl, right? And hamzatul wasl means that we connect whatever is before it to whatever is after it, right? So what's before it is sukoon. And what's after it is also sukoon. Alright? Is it clear? Al-bint, the alif lam and al for the definite article, that first letter, alif, is really just hamzatul wasl. We only put the vowel on it, a, to say l, if there's nothing before it, then we need to pronounce it. So we put a vowel there. But if there's something before, we're not going to pronounce this as al bint. Rather, this is going to be hamza to wasl. It's going to connect whatever's before to whatever's after it. If what's before it is sukoon, and what's after it is sukoon, in Arabic we don't have such a thing. We don't allow it. We don't allow it. Okay, so whenever you have two sukoons meeting together, then you have to vowelize something. So here, what you're going to vowelize? The letter before Hamzat al-Wasl. You can always vowelize it. Whether you put Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma, according to the rules that determine which vowel to put, but you're going to vowelize it. Okay, in this case, you're going to put Kasra. So instead of saying Zahabat al-Bintu, you're going to say Zahabatil. Zahabatil Bintu. Zahabatil. Okay, when you put the Kasra, you just join the Kasra to what? What's before Hamzat al-Wasl to what's after. Now you have a Kasra here, so you can put this T-I and connect it to the Lam with sukoon, till. Zahabatil bintu. Okay, so this is a rule also that we have to pay attention to. We're going to see it in a lot of places. Sometimes we're going to see it with verbs, sometimes we're going to see it with other words. When we have two sukoons coming back to back, meeting each other, it's called iltiqa as-sakinain. Iltiqa means to meet. As-sakinain means two sakin letters, two letters with sukoon. When they meet, we have to vowelize. طيب. According to the rule. Okay, we'll learn the rule for each type of case as we come to them. In this case, with this verb, ذهبت, جلست, أكلت, feminine third person singular, we're going to change the sukoon to a kasra. So the rule is whenever we have this verb, ذهبت, جلست, أكلت, خرجت, whenever it's followed by alif lam, we're going to change that sukoon to a kasra. And then we can connect it. Okay. Third point, we have already learned alladhi, who or which for masculine singular. Now we will learn allati for feminine singular. Okay, what do we mean? Alladhi is a relative pronoun. Relative pronoun. Right? Like, if you wanted to say at-talibu min Amerika, what does that mean? The student is from America. The student is from America. But what if you wanted to be more specific? Which student are you talking about? So you're going to use the relative pronoun, alladhi. So the person can relate specifically which student you're talking about to what you're saying about the student. What are you saying about the student? Okay, he's from America. But which student are you talking about? A talib, the one who is sitting over there. The one who is sitting over there. Maybe there's a lot of students. Which one are you talking about? At-talib, the one who is sitting over there. Alladhi jalasa hunaka. Or yajlisu hunaka. Okay? So alladhi is a relative pronoun. Before we had this relative pronoun, and we had a lot of examples of it, we had some exercises with it, but we had it only with the masculine. Now we want to see how it looks with the feminine. Instead of saying alladhi, you're going to say allati. Alladhi, allati. What's the difference? Alladhi is written with thal, and allati is written with ta. Alright? So just change the tha, thal, to ta. Alladhi, allati. If you see allati, you know it's feminine. Tayyib? And they gave some examples here. Okay, last point. We have learnt kitabuka, your book. Now note, kitabuka anta. Hada kitabuka anta. This is your book. Here, anta has been added for emphasis. This is used in case there is doubt or dispute. Okay, what do we mean by this? If we have, for example, this word right here, kitabuka, right? So this ka is the possessive pronoun. Connected pronoun. Possessive pronoun shows who is possessing the book. Anta. Kitabuka. Ka represents what? Over here, anta. Ka represents anta. Second person masculine, singular. As opposed to plural. Masculine, singular. So this ka here tells us that the book belongs to the male individual that you're talking to directly. Second person, masculine, singular. هذا كتابك أنت. You don't have to say anta, because ka already tells you, you're talking directly to individual male, right? Already tells you that, ka. So, normally you're going to use anta, or you're going to use ka, one or the other. But sometimes you can use both of them together. If you use both of them together, it's for what? Emphasis. In case there's some, what? Doubt about the matter. And you want to emphasize that this is your book, or this is my book, or this is his book, or it is her book. You want to emphasize this, okay? In case of what? Doubt or dispute. There's a dispute about this. Somebody comes over in front of Abdul Shakur and picks up his book and said, "Hada kitabi. This is my book." Abdul Shakur will say to him, "La. Hada kitabi ana." That ana is what? No doubt about it. This is mine. If he said, "Hada kitabi," it's clear. He's saying it's my book. But he wants to emphasize the matter that there's no doubt about it. This is my book. Huh? So in English, you say what? Maybe the inflection of the voice. This is my book. Or raising of the voice, right? So emphasis. But in Arabic, the way to do it, you don't have to raise your voice. You just emphasize it by repeating the pronoun. Hada kitabi ana. Ana. Kitabi ana. Naam.
Ana also can be used like mine too, like you say, like how we said it, Hada kitabi ana. So this is my book, and you're saying ana. So you say like it's known that it's saying like mine, like you making it. So you try to translate it, I wouldn't know what would you say ana is if you translate it in English.
You won't translate it. If you translate it, it just means this is my book. Just means Anna doesn't mean my. Anna means I.
Yeah, that's
okay? But if you use it with the pronoun that represents my, which is yeah, if you use it with it, it emphasizes it. Yeah. But using it, you can't say Kitab Anna. Because Anna doesn't mean my book. Anna doesn't mean my. Okay? So you don't say Kitabu Anna, but you have to say Kitabi for my book. Now, if you want to emphasize the E, then you can use Anna. In that case only. Only for emphasis. But you can't use it by itself. Kitabu Anna. Yeah. That would be wrong to say that. Kitabu Anna. But you can say Kitabi Anna. Okay, and likewise, you can use any other pronoun like that. You can say Kitabu Ka. Here, Kitabu Ka Anta. You can say Kitabu Ki Anti. You can say Darajatuhu huwa for emphasis. You can say baytuha hiya for emphasis. Okay, these are the pronouns that show possession. But if you follow them with these, then it's for emphasis. Alright? So what you have to do is you have to correlate between ana and e, between anta and ka, between anti and ki, between huwa and hu, between hiya and ha. You have to learn them together. Okay, these we had before, the disconnected or independent pronouns, and now we are getting some more of these connected pronouns. We had some of the connected pronouns in one of the previous lessons. I think it was 10 or 9 or somewhere around there, right? We had some of them. We had e, and I think we had ka and hu and ha, yes, but we didn't have ki. So in this lesson, we're taking ki. Alright, so really, all of these pronouns that are on the board right now, we should know all of them, except we're taking this lesson for the first time, and ti and ki. That's it. The rest of them we already had before. Alright? So this is what they have here. They give you some examples. Hada baytuhu, huwa, hada qalami, ana, dharika kitabuha. Here, they give those examples, okay, to show that this possessive pronoun that shows possession of something, it can be used with the disconnected pronouns, ana and anta, and anti and huwa and here. It can be used with them for emphasis. Okay, that's basically what they're saying here. Okay. طيب how about the vocabulary? Who knows the vocabulary very well? Very well. I mean, if I would ask you any word from the vocabulary for this chapter, you know all of them.
Maybe Ahmed.
Huh?
Maybe Ahmed.
Maybe Ahmed? We don't volunteer other people here. You have to volunteer yourself only. طيب, لابس, لابس. Okay. I mean, I know that there's somebody who knows all of them, but you're just shy. So it's all right, we'll let you pass. I'm sure the sisters know all of them. But, you know, they are protected by the hijab there, the curtain, the sitr. Okay, so let's look at the vocabulary a little bit, all right, just quickly, before we read the dialogue. Look at the vocabulary on page 32. Page 32 of the English key in the back of the book. Okay, I'm going to read some of the words, right? And you can follow me, inshallah. Hopefully the words in the same order, if you have a different printing. Okay, on the top of the list from the right side, right? I'm going to go straight down. Ash-shajaratu means the tree. Suriya. Suriya. That's the country. Syria. Al-madrasatu al-mutawassitatu. This is a difficult word for a lot of us to pronounce. If you have difficulty with it, break the word down to syllables and then say it piece by piece until it becomes smooth on your tongue. Mutawassitatu. Mutawassitatu. Like that. Al-mutawassitatu. Ta, that's ta. And then Taramabuta. Al Mutawassitatu. Al Madrasatu al Mutawassitatu. The middle school, or what do we say here in New York, is junior high school. Tayyib. Al Mufattishu. Al Mufattishu is an inspector. And in the school system, they have people to go around checking on the teachers, make sure they're doing right. It's called the Mufattish. Al Fatatu. Al-Fatatu means a young lady. What is the masculine for Al-Fatatu? Al-Fata. Al-Fata, young man. Ad-Daftaru. Ad-Daftaru, with Shadda on the Dell. There's no Shadda written on my book, but in any case, it should be a Shadda there. Because Dell is a sun letter. Harf Shamsi. Ad-Daftaru means a notebook. Malaysia. Malaysia. There are three long vowels in this word. Malaysia. 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 Ana bikhairin means I am fine. I am well. Ana bikhairin. If somebody says to you, kayfa haluka, you can say, ana bikhairin. Or you can say, ana tayyib. Or you can say, what? Jayyid. But any one of these that you use, he's fast. Before I can get this sentence out, any one of these you use should always be followed with Alhamdulillah. Ana bikhayrin, Alhamdulillah. Ana tayyib, Alhamdulillah. Jayyid, Alhamdulillah. Whatever you say, don't forget to praise Allah. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Huh? Ala kulli hal. No matter what condition you're in, Alhamdulillah. Even if a person is not tayyib, is not jayyid, is not bikhair, if they are Muslim, alhamdulillah, they're good. Alhamdulillah. Tayyib. Abun means father, and the plural of abun is aba'un. Aba. Alimun is scholar, and the plural of alim is ulama'u. Ulama'u. Daifun means weak, and the plural of one of the plurals of daif is diaf. Diafun. Naam. And then we have on the next column, from the top left column, al ammu. Al ammu means paternal uncle. That means what? The brother of your father. Al-ammatu. والشد on the ميم. العمة paternal aunt means the sister of your father. نعم. Now we go to the mother's side. The brother and sister of your mother. Maternal uncle. Al-khalu. Al-khalu. Maternal uncle. Al-khalatu. Maternal aunt. Okay, when we say paternal, we mean what? From your father's side. When we say maternal, means from your mother's side. Tayyib. Al-ammu became feminine by adding what? Tarmabuta. Al-khalu became feminine by what? Tarmabuta. Naam. Mustashfa al-wiladati. Mustashfa al-wiladati. Mustashfa ends with alif maksura, right? And alif maksura is alif. It's just written like a ya without the two dots, right? So whenever you have a long vowel at the end of the word followed by alif lam, you pronounce it short. So you don't say mustashfal wilada. You make it like a short, mustashfal wilada. Okay? Even though originally if you said it by itself, it's long. Mustashfa. Mustashfa. But if you connect it to a word that begins with alif lam, short, long vowels, when they connect, when they follow by alif lam, become short. So even though originally it's mustashfa, but when we connect it to alif lam, we don't say mustashfal, but we say mustashfal. مستشفى الولادتي. مستشفى means hospital. الولاده means maternity. The place where childbirth is taking place. Childbirth hospital. Maternity hospital. مستشفى الولاده. يا سيدي. That means when you're addressing someone, a man, in a respectful title, يا سيدي. Sir. يا سيدتي. Madam. This is a respect, a title of respect. You speak to somebody, you want to show respect for them, you can say Sayyidi. In Arabic, anyway. Now, Sayyid is masculine, Sayyida is feminine. Sayyidi, that's Ya al-Mutakallam being added, the pronoun Ya for the first person. Sayyidi, Sayyidati. Kayfa haluka? How are you? Or how do you do? Kayfa haluka? When you're speaking to a male, what do you say if you're speaking to a female? Kayfa haluki. That's what we have in this lesson today. Kayfa haluki. Baytuki. Kitabuki. Anti. Kayfa haluka. Kayfa haluki. Ummun. With shadda on the meme is mother. And the plural of is ummahatun. Ummahat. Wazirun means a minister, and we don't mean the minister in the church, we mean the minister in the government, right? The interior minister, the defense minister, the foreign minister, minister of foreign affairs. Wazirun, the plural of wazir, wuzara'u, wuzara'u. Naam. Qawiyun means strong, the plural of qawi is aqwiya'u, aqwiya'u. And finally we have ba'da, which means after. Qabla means before. Ba'da means after. The noun following ba'da is in the genitive case. What do we mean by genitive case? In Arabic we say what instead of genitive? Majrurun. Okay, when they say genitive case, they mean that it's majrur. And when a noun is majrur, it takes what vowel to indicate it's majrur? Kasra. And when it's marfu'un, it takes what vowel? Dhamma. Naam. And if it takes fatha, that means it's what? Mansoob. I left those three words up there because I want you to memorize them. Marfu'un, majroorun, mansoobun. In the right side, the upper part of the board. Right side of the board. Please memorize those words. Marfu'un means it takes dhamma. Majroorun means that it takes kasra, and mansub means that it takes fatha. Or at least those vowel endings indicate that it is one of those three. Alright? The last word we have is al mamlakatu al arabiyatu with shadda on the ya. Al saudiyatu with shadda on the ya. Al mamlakatu al arabiyatu saudiyatu. The kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Al mamlaka means kingdom. Al-Arabiyya means Arabic or Arabia in this case, and Saudiya is the name of the family that founded the country. Tayyib. Any questions? Labas. Hopefully we have gotten some benefit from rereading this key. And I think you had for homework to reread the key, right? Or read the key.
I don't think we read it.
No, we did. We read it. Whoever got a recording of it, inshallah, later they'll check for us and they'll confirm that we read it.
He wasn't here.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, you wasn't here. Anyway, for homework we had to read the key, listen to the audio, and do the first three exercises. That's what we had for homework. We had to do the first three exercises. So if you have already done the first three exercises, we can skip them and go to 4, 5, and 6. Right? But I know that somebody didn't do them. So for the sake of the one person who didn't do it, inshallah, we'll go over them again after we read the key. Taib. Top of the page 63, Arabic text of the book. Ad-Darsu Al-Thaniya Ashara. Ad-Darsu Al-Thaniya Ashara. Huh? Lesson 12. The 12th lesson. Okay, we're going to read the dialogue or the key, I mean the text here, and after that we're going to start doing the exercises, as many as we can. What time is it right now?
1:30.
We're going to finish this, inshallah. Note I said inshallah. Huh? That's our protection, right?
No.
We don't know the future. Tayyib. Again, when we read the text in the beginning of the chapter, what are we supposed to be doing when we read the text? What is the purpose, objective, number one?
We should be looking for the new things that we learned.
The new things that we learned in this chapter, grammatical points, that's in the key. We should be looking for those things in the text so we can see how they are used in context, in a conversation, a discussion, or in a reading. Okay? What else should we be doing? Now, second thing.
Vocabulary,
especially the new vocabulary words, but not only new, also even the old vocabulary words, because they will keep coming back so we don't forget them. But then we're not going to see every vocabulary word we had before in every text. Some lessons we're going to see some of the old words, and some of them we're not going to see. Okay, so pay attention to the vocabulary, especially the new vocabulary. And the third thing, what else should we be trying to make sure of when we're reading this text here? Now,
that we're reading
the words correctly. We must read in order to learn how to read properly, to pronounce the words correctly. You got to read a lot. The more you read, the easier it becomes, and the more correct you can read. You can pronounce the words and letters better if you practice, if you drill, if you train. Like any other training, the more you train, the better you will become. The guy who doesn't train, it's because he thinks he's so great he doesn't need to train. But the guy who's smart, even if he's great, he will train. Because why? He might find another guy who's great, who's training. And if he didn't train, he'll find out, guess what? It makes a difference. He might be very great, but he found another guy who's great too, and he was training hard, then he's going to knock him out. If he's in the ring. And boxing is haram, by the way. Believe it or not. It's haram. It's haram to participate in it. It's haram to look at it. It's haram. Now, this is not me saying this. This is what the scholars of Islam say, including the most well-known, recognized, respected scholars today in the Muslim world. They say that boxing is haram. The World Assembly of Muslim Jurists, they said so. And included in that assembly are the likes of Sheikh Abdulaziz Ibn Baz and people like this. And they said that it's haram. And we have recorded the fatwa for anybody who is in need of it to help you to leave alone boxing. Naam. Okay, so we should be what? Making sure that we're reading properly. And we should also be making sure that we are comprehending what we are reading. That when we read, we understand. That we know what we're reading. We know the meaning of what we are reading. So if somebody was speaking to you, you hear it, you'll be able to recognize it. But right now we're going to read it, so you're looking at it. But you also have to listen to the audio files in order to what? Be able to train your ear to understand what you hear. I'm going to let you look at it now, but maybe another time I'm going to read it to you without you looking at the book. And I'll have you translate, inshallah. But for now, you can look at the book and pay careful attention. Su'ad says, As-salamu alayki wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Notice, As-salamu alayki. That means, what does that indicate to us? If we hear As-salamu alayki, that somebody's talking to a woman, to an individual female. As-salamu alayki. Huh?
Should we talk like that?
Can we? It's permissible. You definitely don't say to her Assalamu alayka, that's for sure. But if you say Assalamu alaykum, there's no harm. Because the plural, right, includes everyone. Even though you may be speaking to one person, but generally we say Assalamu alaykum. But can you say Assalamu alayka? Can you say Assalamu alayki? Naam, you can say that. Naam, there's absolutely nothing wrong with saying so. No, if you're talking to one person, you use the singular. But if you use the plural, that is the standard expression that we use, the plural. Assalamu alaikum. And that can be understood in many different ways. But at least, if you're speaking to one person, maybe you came into the masjid right now, right? And you only saw one person. You said, Assalamu alaikum. That means you are giving salams to everyone there. Not only the one person you see, but the rest of those who are there, right? Like, for example, who else might be there? Al-Malaika. Naam, you don't want to give salam to the malaika?
Yes.
Okay, so, salamu alaykum, no problem. Right? In any place, there may be, maybe you enter a house, there's no one there, but when you enter, you should say what? Salamu alaykum. You still have to say salamu alaykum, huh? Ahlul Bayt.
Yes.
Even if there's nobody there, because sometimes you may enter a place where there's no one. But still you give salams. The angels are present, inshallah. But don't forget, the angels don't enter a place in which they are. Pictures, images, and dogs.
Statues.
So let's get that stuff out of our houses. The angels do not enter houses in which there are images of living beings or dogs. Su'ad says, As-salamu alayki wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Al-bintu, the girl says, Wa alayki salamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alayki. As-salamu wa alayki as-salamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tayyib, we don't need to translate, right? As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi. We know what that means. Tayyib, kayfa haluki ya bintu. What does it mean?
How are you,
O girl? Naam. How are you? Kayfa haluki ya bintu. Ana bi khairin walhamdulillahi. أنا بخير. What does that mean? والحمد لله. And the praise belongs to Allah. طيب, أنا represents first person, right? Masculine or feminine?
Both.
So here's a female, she's saying أنا. And if a male said, he would say the same thing, أنا. Because أنا, first person, singular, أنا represents masculine and feminine. And likewise, the plural, نحن, represents first person, plural, masculine and feminine. Ana bikhayrun alhamdulillah. Min ayna anti? Min ayna anti? What does it mean? Naam, literally, from where are you? Where are you from? Min ayna anti? She answers, Ana min al-riyadi. Ana min al-riyadi means Ana, I am, min means from, and Al-Riyadh, that's a city, the capital of Al-Mamlakat Al-Arabiya Saudiya. Al-Riyadh, naam. A very big city at that. Very big city. Riyadh is so big that the streets in Riyadh are highways. And people drive like they're on the highway. Highways, I'm talking about like 4-lane highways on each side. And people drive in those streets like, if you drive like a normal speed, you gotta get off to the slow lane. Riyadh is a big city, and probably one of the biggest and most modern airports in the world. Now, Alhamdulillah, they have a new ruler in Saudi Arabia, by the way, who has, in the first few days, removed most of the high-level government officials who were corrupt.
Allah.
And those who were inclined towards kufr, westernization. Remove them. Took them out of office, khalas. Replace them with other people. One brother who, mashallah, was in Hayat al-Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahya al-Munkar, he used to argue against them making mixed male and female university in Riyadh. He spoke against it very strong. So they sat him down. Now the new ruler came, he picked him up. Said, you can sit next to me, my personal advisor. May Allah grant him success, keep him firm, inshallah. This is good news for us. This is good news for us, brothers. Wallahi. May Allah help him, you know.
They had a video with Obama and his wife, I think, went to Saudi.
Yeah.
And
at the death of the previous ruler, Naam.
Yeah, and then the Adhan was called for Asr.
Naam.
So he was walking towards Obama to greet him. And as soon as the Adhan came, he just left him immediately. Like, left him standing. Like, left him in the desert. Like, he just dipped on him. Allahu Akbar.
May Allah keep him firm. And may Allah strengthen him and help him. Naam, we are in need of this strength. For the sake of Allah, you know. It's for Allah, brother. This is what it's all about. All of us who stand before Allah, whether you're a king or a president or a prime minister, you have to stand before Allah like everybody else. You will be called to account. And we are not rulers, but we will also be called to account. So don't look at the rulers and say, he didn't do that, he didn't do this. What did you do? What did you do? He will answer for him, and we will answer for us. Fayyib alam al-Riyad. Masmuki. Masmuki. Huh? If you were speaking to a brother, you say Masmuka. But female, Masmuki. Ismi Aminatu. Aina Abuki. Aina Abuki. If you were asking a brother, where's his father, you would say what?
Aina Abuka.
Where's your father? Abi Huna. Fil Madinati Al Munawwarati. Means what? My father is here in Al-Madinah. Huwa muwajjihun fil madrasati al-thanawiyyati. Huwa muwajjihun fil madrasati al-thanawiyyati. What does that mean? He is muwajjih.
Inspector.
Yeah, like something like an inspector, mufattish, but more so, muwajjih is the one who actually guides the teachers and the administration. He gives them instructions and advice like an advisor. Muwajjih, one who directs them. Not a minister, but he's a person who gives advice, an advisor, and who gives people advice and directs them.
Is this only in
the
school setting, or is this any?
Well, muwajjih in general is a person who gives advice, who directs you properly. Muwajjih. Huwa muwajjihun. Fil madrasati al-thanawiyyati. And what is al-madrasa al-thanawiyya?
High school.
Secondary school, literally. Thanawiyya from thani. Al-awwal al-thani. Al-thani is second, right? So thanawiyya means secondary school, or as we say here in New York, high school. Wa aina ummuki? And where is your mother? Hiya aydan huna. What does that mean? Hiya aydan huna. She is also here, huna. If you wanted to say she is there, you would say what? Hunaka. Huna, here. Hunaka, there. Hiya aydan, also. Huna. Hiya tabibatun. Hiya what? Tabibatun. What is a tabiba? Female doctor. Fi mustashfa al-wiladati. In what? Maternity hospital. She's a doctor in the maternity hospital. وَمَنْ هَذِهِ الْفَتَاةُ الَّتِي مَعَكِ وَمَنْ هَذِهِ الْفَتَاةُ الَّتِي ma'aki. What does it mean?
Who is the young lady
or young girl that's with you? وَمَنْ هُو هَذِهِ الْفَتَاةِ. This young lady or young girl. الَّتِي is the feminine of what? الَّذِي. Who is مَعَكِ. مَعَكِ, with you. أَهِيَ أُخْتُكِ. What does it mean? أَهِيَ أُخْتُكِ. Is she your sister? أَخْ is brother. أُخْت, sister. أُخْتُكِ, your sister, feminine, right? أَهِيَ أُخْتُكِ. لَا. هِيَ بِنْتُ عَمِّي. لَا. No. هِيَ بِنْتُ عَمِّي. What is the meaning, the literal meaning of بِنْتُ عَمِّي? Literal meaning, literal word by word, bint means daughter, and ammi means my uncle. My uncle. So literally it means she is the daughter of my father's brother, uncle, paternal uncle, right? But we can say in one word, she is my what? Cousin. Naam, cousin. From my father's side. Masmuha. Notice, we have ma with a long vowel, and we have ismuha, but when you put it together, you don't pronounce the kasra right, because hamzatul wasl, so you say mas muha. And remember, the ma, the long vowel, when it's followed by hamzatul wasl, it becomes short. Mas muha, not mas muha. Mas muha. Mas muha means what? What is her name? Ismuha Fatimatu. Ismuha Fatima. Her name is Fatima. Ahiya Zamilatuki. Ahiya Zamilatuki. What does it mean?
Is she your classmate?
Zamila means the masculine is Zamil, and the feminine is Zamila, and Zamilatuki. Notice that the ta in Zamilatuki, the ta here is ta maftuha. But originally in that word, what ta is really written there in Zamila?
Zamila is the Tamabuta.
Tamabuta. So how did it become regular ta? Tamaftuha.
Because the pronoun has to be the last letter.
Because Tamabuta has to be the last letter. So if you add a pronoun to it, you have to change it from ta marbuta to ta maftuha. Is that clear? Ta marbuta is the ta that's written like ha with two dots, right? And it's the feminine indication, always at the end of a word. No other letter can follow it, connected to that word. So if you add a pronoun, a possessive pronoun to the end of the word, you can't leave it as tamabuta. So you have to change it to a regular ta. So zamilatuki was originally written with tamabuta, but when you add the key to it, it becomes a regular open ta, tamaftua. Okay, page 64. The question was what? Ahiya zamilatuki, is she your classmate? She said, La. Ana fil madrasati al-mutawassitati. Al-mutawassitati. Wahiya fil madrasati al-thanawiyyati. Al-thanawiyyati. Okay, what does this mean? Ana fil madrasati al-mutawassitati. What does that mean? I'm in intermediate school or the junior high school. وَهِيَ فِي الْمَدْرَسَةِ الثَّانَوِيَّةِ. And she is in the secondary school or high school. Okay. So the question was, is she your classmate? And the answer was, no. How can she be when I am in what? I am in the middle school. مُتَوَسِّطَة. And she's in the high school. ثَانَوِيَّة. She's in high school, okay? So how can we be classmates? We're on different levels. Ya Daoud, your angels are recording you right now. At least one of them is recording that you are sleeping. And your two brothers, your guardian brothers on both sides of you, they are also watching over you. Okay, listen. What's the root of Al-Mutawassita? What is the root of Al-Mutawassita? The root of it is the letter Waw, Seen, and Ta. Those, that's the root of it. Wasata. And wasat means to be in the middle. Okay, so al-mutawassita means the middle school. Yani it's in between the primary school and the secondary school. In between there's a middle school. Okay, the primary school is elementary school. The secondary school is high school. So in between them is what? The middle school, or what we call, or we used to call anyway, a long time ago, junior high school. I don't know what they call it today. They still have junior high school? They call it middle school now, huh? I had a feeling they probably switched up on us. They flipped on us. Call it middle school now, huh? They must be following the Arabic word, mutawassita. Wow, wow, west, right?
Yeah.
Pipe. Okay, so no, she is not my classmate. I am in the middle school, and she is in the secondary school, high school. Alaki ukhtun. What does it mean? Alaki ukhtun. Do you have a sister? Okay. La. Ma li ukhtun. La. No. Ma li ukhtun. What does that mean? I do not have a sister. Ma, here is ma negation. Ma li. If you said li ukhtun, that means I have a sister. But if you said ma li ukhtun, that means I do not have a sister. Alaki akhun, meaning? Do you have a brother? Naam. Li akhun kabirun. Wahua. طالبٌ بالجامعتي. Okay, who wants to translate this for us? This sentence right here. Hold on, no, nobody else wants to translate it for us? Who else wants to translate it for us? I'm looking for... are you sure? Can you translate it for us, Dawood? I was waiting for him to raise his hand. Maybe this might wake him up. Show him where we at. نعم لي أخٌ كبير وهو طالب بالجامعة. We're going to help him. What does نعم mean?
Yes.
I mean, we're going to give him a chance first. If he can't get it, then we'll help him. He said yes. لي أخٌ. What does that mean? يا داود. لي أخٌ. What does أخ mean? Huh?
Brother.
Brother. Okay. لي أخٌ means I have a brother. What kind of brother? كبير. What does كبير mean? Big. Naam. Listen carefully in case you don't know it. Somebody will whisper it to you. Li akhun kabirun. Wa huwa. What does huwa mean? He or he is. He is talibun. Talibun. A student. Who said that? There's a little voice somewhere that I can't see. Oh, it's Jamil. Jamil, we forgot you were there. MashaAllah. I heard his voice a couple of times giving the answers, but I didn't know where it's coming from. Okay, mashallah. Talibun bil jamiati. What is the meaning of al jamia? The university. Okay, naam li akhun kabirun. Yes, I have a big brother. Wa huwa talibun, and he is a student bil jamiati, at the university. Naam. ومن هذا الطفل الذي معك ومن هذا الطفل الذي معك. What does this mean? Anybody? And who is this?
Child
or infant الذي, who is معك, with you. And who is this child or infant who is with you? هو ابن أخي. هو ابن أخي. هو ابن أخي. What does it mean? He is the son of my brother. مسموه. What is his name? اسمه سعد. His name is سعد. أأمك في البيت الآن؟ أأمك في البيت الآن؟ Is your mother in the house right now? لا. ذهبت إلى المستشفى. No, she went to the hospital. طيب. لا بس. We need to read more though, right?
Yeah.
We need to do more reading. Okay, we're going to do some reading right now. Okay, tamarin. What is the meaning of tamarin?
Exercises.
Exercises. Plural. What's the singular of tamarin?
Tamrin.
Jayid. I didn't ask this question in a long time. Tayyib. The first exercise, at tamrin al-awwal. Iqra waktub. What do we have to do?
Read
and write. Jamil said so. MashaAllah. We accept it from you. Tayyib. Okay, who take the first one? Naam, Ahmed.
Kayf haluka ya abi?
كيف حالك يا أبي؟ What does it mean?
How are you, my father?
How are you, my father? Number two, Jamil. كيف حالك؟ يا أمي جيد كيف حالك يا أمي. Okay, notice that we said كيف حالك and we speaking to يا أبي, and we said كيف حالك and we speaking to يا أمي. Number three. Naam, Ibrahim.
أين ابنك يا زينب؟
أين ابنك يا زينب؟ أين ابنك يا زينب؟ What does it mean? Where is your son, O Zainab? Naam, answer.
Zahaba ila al-masjidi.
Why do we say al-masjidi and not al-masjidu? Ila is a preposition and the noun after preposition is majroor. The sign is majroor is that it takes kasra. Number four. Who take number four? Somebody else who didn't read yet. Number four. Naam, Hanif.
Number four?
Naam. Number four, yeah. Aina
bintuki ya aminatu.
Aina bintuki ya aminatu. Aina bintuki ya aminatu. What does it mean?
Where? Bint.
Where is your daughter?
Where is your daughter, Amina?
Yeah, Amina. The answer?
Zahabat.
Ila al-madrasati. Zahabat ila al-madrasati. Meaning?
She went to the school.
Naam, ya Ahmed. Number five.
Iman hadis
No, five, it's good, but read it again, go ahead. Be quiet over there, brother.
Hamza.
Now read. No, it's all right, though, go ahead. Biman hadhihi as-sa'atu?
Al-jamilatu.
What does it mean? Liman hadhihi as-sa'atu al-jamilatu? To whom is this, to whom belongs this beautiful watch? Naam, keep reading.
Ahiya laki ya
Fatimatu? Ahiya laki ki? Ahiya laki ya Fatimatu? What does it mean?
Is it for you, Fatima?
Is it for you? Does it belong to you, ya Fatima? Answer.
Naam, hiya li.
Naam, hiya li. Meaning?
Yes, it is mine.
Yes, it is mine. It belongs to me. It is for me. Naam. Okay, turn the page. Page 65. Number 6. Sadiq.
Ahadha qalamuka ya Muhammadu.
Ahadha qalamuka ya Muhammadu qalamuka. Because what we're speaking to? A male. Ya Muhammadu. Ahadha qalamuka means what?
Is this your pen, O Muhammad?
The answer?
Ahadha qalamuka.
Before hadha.
La.
La.
No.
Naam. Is this your pen, ya Muhammad? He said, La. Hada qalamuka. Anta. Meaning what?
No. This pen is mine.
It's whose? Qalamuka. Anta.
It's yours.
Yours.
Yes, Jamil. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamil.
This pen is yours. This is not my pen. It's your pen. Anta. Kalamuka anta. You don't know your own pen? Naam. Number seven. Number seven. Yeah, Abdul Ibrahim, did you read yet?
I read.
From this exercise, did you read any yet?
Yeah, I read one.
Okay, let's go back here. Abdul Haq. التي خرجت
الآلة من المدرسة
للمدير تلك السيارة الجميلة التي خرجت الآن من المدرسة للمدير تلك السيارة الجميلة التي خرجت الآن من المدرسة للمدير. Notice connecting of the sounds, right? تلك, join it. تلك السيارة, join it. السيارة الجميلة, join it. جميلة التي خرجت. After خرجت, which has سكون, comes ألف لام. What do we have to do? Connect it with what vowel? Which vowel do we have to put instead of the sukoon? Kasra. Remember we said kharajat, jalasat, dahabat. You have to put kasra on if it's followed by alif lam. Kharajat al-ana min al-madrasati lil-mudiri. Okay, this is a difficult sentence. It's quite long. Naam, you have a question? The reason why Mudiri is Majroor, Ahmed?
Because the lamb in front of it.
Because before it is a preposition, lamb. Li is a preposition. Look, this right here, right? Remember, the word that we have here is what? Al-Mudir, right? Al-Mudir. Whenever you have li before a word that has alif lam, then we're going to get rid of this Aleph, which represents Hamza Til Wasl, we don't even write it. But rather, you connect the li of the preposition directly to the lam of the word, Al Mudir. So instead of it becoming Al Mudir, it will become Lil Mudiri. So this right here is the preposition. And this lam is the definite article. And this is Majroor because of this preposition, Lil Mudiri. We deleted the Aleph here, which represents Hamza Til Wasl. We deleted that. And you always delete it, you don't even write it. Whenever you have the preposition li, not any other preposition except li. If you have min, if you have fi, if you have ala, any of those prepositions, you're going to leave this Hamza Til Wasl alif, you're going to leave it there. But with li, you don't leave it there, don't write it. Get rid of it and just write directly the li, directly to the lam without this alif, which represents Hamza Til Wasl. You okay, brother? You alright? A little tired?
Yeah.
You probably, after Fajr this morning, you sat in the masjid, right? And you listened to the class, and then you ate breakfast with the brothers, right?
Yeah.
And then you probably went and played basketball, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, why are you so tired then?
No.
Don't say that so loud, Akhi. If you said it in Arabic, it would have been better. Nah, paiv. All right, you got it, Ibrahim. Wa yakum. Okay, let's proceed. Patience, huh? Okay, the answer. I mean, the translation of this sentence number seven. What is the meaning of it? تَلْكَ السَّيَّارَةُ الْجَمِيلَةُ الَّتِي خَرَجَتِ الْآنَ مِنَ الْمَدْرَسَةِ لِلْمُدِيرِ. What does it mean? That beautiful car which went out just now from the school belongs to the director. Jayed. Okay, now I have a question now. Think carefully. Remember we said that there are two types of sentences in Arabic, right? The jumla ismiya, which begins with a ism, a noun, and jumla fi'liya, which begins with a fi'l, a verb, right? What kind of sentence is this? Jumla ismiya or jumla fi'liya? جملة اسمية. طيب جيد. Now we said the جملة فعلية has a فعل and a فاعل and maybe a مفعول به, right? Those are the main components of the جملة فعلية. It begins with a فعل. But the جملة اسمية that begins with a noun has two main components. What are they? مبتدع and خبر. نعم. Predicate and subject. Subject and predicate. مبتدع and خبر. Now, I want to ask the big question now. Where's the مبتدأ and where's the خبر in this sentence? We got a lot of words in here. I'm looking for one word, that's the مبتدأ, and one word, that's the خبر. نعم, you have something? Which one do you have, مبتدأ or خبر?
مبتدأ.
Okay, what's the مبتدأ?
The
I gave you a hint. You're on track, نعم, you're on the right road. You're on I-95. You're heading to the right direction. But little small matter here. Now, help us over here in the other corner.
The
Mubtada
is Tilka.
The Mubtada is Tilka. Remember I said I'm looking for one word. That's the Mubtada. And what is Sayara then?
That's the add-on to it.
Help him.
Bedel.
Tilka is the Mubtada and Sayara is the Bedel. Now, it could be the Mubtada if you take out Tilka.
That.
Yeah, that is the Mubtada.
Yeah.
The Badal is can take the place, right, of Tilka. Whenever you have a Ism Ishara, Hada, Hadihi, Dhalika or Tilka, or even the plurals or duals. Whenever you have a Ism Ishara, demonstrative pronoun, followed by a word that has Alif Lam, that's a Badal. Okay, so the Mubtada here is really Tilka. And a Sayara, which is connected to it, is really Badal. Okay, so where's the khabar now, ya Ahmed?
Lil
Mudiri. And what's all the rest of that stuff in between it? This extra stuff. It's alladhi, the relative pronoun, and whatever is connected to the relative pronoun. All of that is the relative pronoun, what's connected to it. Okay? So just for example, right? We can say tilka is the mubtada, as-sayaratu is the badal. Al-Jamilatu is what? Not. Remember Naat and Man'ut? Now. And Al-Lati is the relative pronoun. And Kharajat Al-Ana Min Al-Madrasati is what's connected to the relative pronoun. And Lil-Mudiri is Jar, Harf Jar, and Majroor. The preposition and the noun that's connected to it, that's the Khabar. The Jar or Majroor. The preposition and the noun that's connected to it.
If it's Badal, can we be so...
Not the whole thing, no. But if you take out the Ism Ishara, right? Take out the Ism Ishara and say As-Sayyaratu Al-Jamilatu Lati Kharajat Al-Ana Min Al-Madrasati Al-Mudiri. Naam, As-Sayyara will be the Mubtada and Jamil will be the Naat describing it, right? But here, because Tilka came before As-Sayyara, so Tilka, the Ism Ishara, is the Mubtada and a sayara is the bedel, the word that can be exchanged with it, okay? So you can say tilka, or you can say a sayara. Either one of them you can use separately, the sentence would be complete and perfect. But if you use them together, it becomes a little more clear, right? Becomes a little more clear. It's not just a sayara, the sayara, tilka sayara, that particular sayara. Now, that particular sayara. It's possible, I mean, by default. If nobody else will stand up and get here, I have to do it, right? But if you do it, you save me the trouble. So next week you can teach the class, inshallah. Pray for it. Allah is the one who answers dua. Number eight. Who wants to read? Number eight. Who didn't read yet? Who did not read yet? We need to give everybody a fair shake here. Equal opportunity employer. Yalla. Huh? Are you with us? Okay, Bilal, go ahead. Bilal. Number eight.
أَأَنْتَ
مُهَنْدِسٌ
يَا أَخِي
أَأَنْتَ مُهَنْدِسٌ يَا أَخِي What does it mean?
أَنْتَ مُهَنْدِسٌ يَا
أَخِي لَا أَنَا طبيبٌ. Okay, what's the meaning of أنت مهندسٌ?
Is your brother engineer?
Is your brother engineer?
Uh,
أأنت.
Are you
an engineer? يا أخي, oh my brother. He said, لا. أنا طبيب. What does it mean? No. I'm a doctor. I'm not an engineer. Huh? Number nine. نعم. Hanif.
أنت طبيبة يا أختي.
أنت طبيبة يا أختي. What does it mean?
Are you a doctor,
a female doctor, oh my sister? أنتي طبيبة. What's the masculine of طبيبة? طبيب. طبيبة. مدرس. مدرسة. مدرسة. نعم. طيب. What's the answer?
لا أنا مدرسة.
لا أنا مدرسة. مدرسة.
No, I am a teacher.
No, I am a teacher, female teacher, right? طبيبة, female doctor. مدرسة, female teacher. Okay, التمرين الثاني. التمرين الثاني. Second exercise. اقرأ كل جملة من الجمل الآتية. ثم اقرأها, then read it أخرى بعد تغيير المنادي كما هو موضح في المثال. اقرأ كل جملة. What does that mean? نعم. Read every sentence من الجمل الآتية. From the following sentences. Read every sentence from the following sentences. ثم اقرأها. ثم اقرأها. Then read it أخرى. What does أخرى mean? مرة أخرى. Once again. Read it another time. أخرى. Read it again. Then read it again. بعد, after تغيير, changing المنادى. After changing the منادى. What is the منادى? The منادى is the noun that comes after يا النداء. If somebody says يا أحمد, يا is the حرف النداء and أحمد is the منادى. What is the منادى? It's the noun that comes after يا النداء. After يا, the noun that comes after يا. Okay. So they want you to read it one time, each of the sentences. Then they want you to read them again after changing al-munada, changing the word that comes after ya. كَمَا هُمَ وَضَّحٌ, as it is made clear fil mithali, in the example. وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. So what do we have to change here when we read it the second time? We have to change the munada, the word that comes after ya. Okay, so when you read it the first time, you're going to read it the way it is exactly, without any change, and then you're going to read it again, but this time if it says Ya Ahmed, you got to change it to Ya Maryam. You're going to change the munada from masculine to feminine, as is made clear in the example. What's the example? Aina qalamuka Ya Abi. So if you change Ya Abi to Ya Ummi, you have to also change what? Ka to ki. Aina qalamuka Ya Abi. Aina qalamuki يا أمي. Okay, so whenever you change the munada, you're going to change Muhammad to Aisha. You're going to change Ustadi to Ustadati. You're going to change Ali to Fatima. Akhi to Ukhti. Khalid to Khadija. Khali to Khalati. And so on, okay? They already gave you the changing of the munada to the feminine. But what you have to change now is what? The pronoun, the possessive pronoun. The connected pronoun. You have to change the connected pronoun in the sentence. Because if you're addressing a male, then the pronoun is going to be ka. But if you change the munada from a male person to a female person, then you also have to change the pronoun from masculine to feminine, from ka to ki. It's clear? All right.
No.
First one, number one, Naam Hanif. We'll come back to you, Ahmed, and then Ibrahim. Aina qalamuka to aina qalamuki. That's the example. Okay, read the first one.
أَعِنْدَكَ
قَلَمٌ يَا مُحَمَّدُ Okay, change it.
أَعِنْدَكِ قَلَمٌ يَا آمِنَةُ
نعم أَعِنْدَكِ قَلَمٌ يَا آمِنَةُ نعم, number two.
أَيْنَ بَيْتُكَ يَا أُسْتَذِي
أين بيتك يا أستاذي بيتك يا أستاذي نعم
أين بيتك يا أستاذتي
أين بيتك يا أستاذتك أستاذتي أستاذتي نعم number three
أهذا الدفتر لك يا علي
أهذا الدفتر لك يا علي change it
أهذا الدفتر لك يا فاطمة
أهذا الدفتر لك يا فاطمة نعم number four who didn't read yet نعم نجم الدين Huh? Okay. من أين أنت يا أخي؟ Change it.
من أين أنت يا أختي؟
من أين يا رحمك الله؟ من أين أنت يا أختي؟ From أنت to أنت. Okay, go ahead. نعم. Over here. Yes. Okay, Aina Abuka Ya Khalidu Ya Khalidu Nam Change it Nam Aina Abuki Good Ya يا خديجة تو نعم يا خديجة تو so we change it from أين أبوك to أين أبوك number six anybody نعم go ahead إبراهيم
أين أنت مريض يا خالي
أنت مريض يا خالي change it
أنت مريض يا خالتي
should مريض remain masculine
no مريضة
نعم أنت مريضة يا خالتي we change it from أنت أنت مريض to أنت مريضة number seven نعم أحمد
أين بيتك يا عمي
أين بيتك يا عمي
أين بيتك
oh I'm sorry it's not بيت I'm sorry
oh بنتك
نعم أين بنتك يا عمي جزاك الله خير عبد الحق
أين بنتك يا عمتي
نعم أين بنتك يا عمي أين بنتك يا عمتي so we change it from بنتك to بنتك number 8 نعم anybody number 8 Okay, go ahead, Jamil. أخٌ نعم ألك أخٌ نعم يا حامد ألك أخٌ يا حامد ألك أخٌ يا
يا
سعاد نعم so we change it from ألك أخٌ to ألك أخٌ number 9 go ahead عبد الحق
ماذا عندك يا أخي
ماذا عندك يا أخي
ماذا عندك يا أختي
ماذا عندك يا أختي نعم number 10 السلام عليك
يا أبي
السلام عليك يا أمي السلام عليك يا أمي السلام عليك يا أبي السلام عليك يا أمي نعم السلام عليك You can just don't make give preference to one over the other. But who has more right, mother or father?
Mother.
But just so that we keep the father in, you know, feeling good, we can include him with the mother. We say assalamu alaikum. Kum. Get both of them at the same time, right? Okay. For homework, we should have did exercise 1, 2, and 3. So let's finish number 3, and then in the next class, we'll finish the little bit that remains. And start a new lesson next week, inshallah. But let's do number 3 before we leave, okay? Let's do number 3 and then we'll stop, inshallah. Exercise number 3, التمرين الثالث, says, أنف. What does that mean? أنف. أنف. What does it mean? أنف is the command form of the verb, فِي الْعَمْرِ. That's related to what? It's related to تَأْنِيث. أنف. Means make it مُؤَنَّف.
Make it feminine.
What are we going to make feminine? أنث what? الفاعل. What is the فاعل? The فعل is the verb. The doer of the verb. The فاعل is the doer of the verb. The subject. The one who's doing the action. أنث الفاعل. في كل in each من الجمل الآتية of the following sentences. In each of the following sentences. Okay, we have a فاعل. We have a فعل and we have a فاعل. مثال this is the example خرج محمد من البيت خرج is the فعل the verb محمد is the one who did the action the فاعل محمد is the فاعل the subject who's doing the action خرج محمد من البيت so if you change the فاعل from محمد to آمنة then you also got to change the verb with it right so you say خرج محمد you say خرجت آمنة من البيت All right? Okay, number one. First one. I'll read the original sentence and then you change the فاعل. ذهب المدرس إلى الفصل. ذهب المدرس إلى الفصل. نعم حنيف. ذهبت المدرس you have to change the فاعل from المدرس to what? المدرسة. المدرسة نعم المدرسة ذهبت المدرسة إلى الفصل نعم the teacher went to the classroom the female teacher went to the classroom number two ذهب أبي إلى المستشفى ذهب أبي إلى المستشفى my father went to the hospital إبراهيم change it
ذهبت أمي
إلى المستشفى. We change it from ذهب أبي to ذهبت أمي. Number 3. جلس الطالب في الفصل. جلس الطالب في الفصل. The student sat in the classroom. Change it, Ahmed.
جلس الطالبة في الفصل.
جلست جلست الطالبة. If you connect it, جلست الطالبة, you say what? جلست الطالبة في الفصل. Number four. خرج 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 أخي من البيت. My brother went out of the house. نعم. خرج, change it to feminine. You have to change it to feminine. خرج خرجت. Uh-huh. أخي, you have to change to what? أختي. أختي. من ال من البيت. جيد جيد. خرج أخي, we change it to خرجت أختي من البيت. طيب, number four is just for us to pay attention to the rule that we explained in the beginning of the class. It says تأمل ما يلي. تأمل ما يلي, contemplate, reflect over what follows. جلست ends with سكون, right? And الطالبة too begins with a sukoon, because the lam in a taliba, that lam is the definite article, it has sukoon. So whenever you have a word beginning with alif lam and it's followed by the feminine third person singular form of the verb, like jalasat here, or kharajat, or zahabat, that's two sukoons coming together, we have to change it. So we change jalasat to jalasa ti. And then we connect it to at-talibatu, jalasat at-talibatu. Okay, so what's the formula? Whenever a word, a verb ends with sukoon, followed by alif lam, we change the sukoon to kasra, followed by alif lam, and connect them together. Well, I know that we are a little bit tired now, and this is the end of the time for the class anyway, so alhamdulillah, we're almost finished. We'll finish next week, inshallah. For homework, write out the exercises that we did in class 1 through 4, and then do the remaining exercises for homework 5 and 6. Study the vocabulary, go back and read the text in the beginning, and get ready for next class, lesson number 13. Okay, so how do you get ready for lesson number 13? You have to do homework for real this time. Okay, somebody who was here before, they can tell you that lesson number 13 is going to require some work. Okay, it means you read the dialogue, read the key, read the vocabulary, read the dialogue. Don't worry about doing any of the exercises for lesson 13. Don't worry about it. But do worry about reading the key and reading the dialogue and studying the vocabulary. And inshallah, we'll take, you know, next week and the following week, and as much time as is required, inshallah, to do this lesson. But you must do preview for lesson 13. Okay, for homework, we're going to finish lesson 12, write out the exercise we did in class, and finish the remaining two exercises. And then the rest of the week, just get busy with lesson 13. Read it carefully, more than once, two or three times. Read the dialogue. And start, practicing whatever you find in the key. All right?
The English key?
Yeah, the English key in the back of the book. Please read it a few times. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik.